This is JP Shadrick with the Jaguars Report, presented by Ticket Exchange. Blake Bortles has the freedom to work the game plan. Hear from offensive coordinator Jed Fish after this.
It only takes a drop of water to cause someone to slip and fall, but it takes a lot more to prove that your injuries were the result of negligence. The store said the floor was dry. Our investigators learned that on the day of the accident, it had been raining.
So the next time it rained, we went back. And guess what? Rainwater was dripping from the ceiling exactly where our client was injured. When you're in for the fight of your life, investigators with 30 years of experience is a good thing. Farrah and Farrah, Jacksonville.
Jaguars fans, want to show your support of the team every time you hit the road? Support youth and local athletics along with local sports tourism by purchasing a Jag Tag. Proceeds from each purchase benefits local charities, and the Jag Tag has generated over $500,000 for these charities since 1995. For more information or to purchase a tag, visit flasportstag.com or visit your local tag office or tag agent today. Rookie quarterback Blake Bortles will make the start Sunday in San Diego, and as the team prepares a game plan this week, offensive coordinator Jed Fish said that Bortles has ownership of what plays are included.
I emailed him the game plan last night and walked in this morning, and I said, all right, what are we taking out? You've had 12 hours. What are you not comfortable with? And gave me a couple plays right off the bat that he wasn't comfortable with. We took those out. As we were talking, I took five other plays out of it. And he's got to understand that he has the pen last. I don't have the pen last. So whatever he's not comfortable with, he takes it out, whether that be Saturday night or Sunday morning or every day in between. So he's got to be in control of what we call.
The Jaguars return to the practice field today and then travel to San Diego Friday for Sunday's game against the Chargers. For more Jaguars coverage, visit Jaguars.com. With the Jaguars Report, I'm JP Shadrick.